Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light. To at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I will have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, I thank the Most High. We are back again. Yes, we're back again for another episode. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another precious episode. Yes, for another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. So very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity indeed to be back with you here again. The Most High has told me directly. Yes, as he told me directly. I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. Well, I can only say this to you, my brothers and sisters, through the course of ages, men have chosen in many ways either to forget or have rebelled, or in many ways, my brothers and sisters, just simply been persecuted not to remember. What the Most High declared as a principle from the very beginning is eternal. His word endures forever. What does that mean, my brothers and sisters? What it means is that the Most High has only declared one way after which indeed man may attain to what is indeed eternal life. One scripture tells us in the book of Jacob, it says, they call it James, it says we must receive the engrafted word which is able to save our souls. The question we must ask, brothers and sisters, is this. It's the Most High, his definition of life has to do with that which has in it no contradiction. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed after a multitude of variant ideals claiming to be true to Yah, contentious, filled with disagreement, contradictions, controversy? How after a multitude of contradictive ideals, my brothers and sisters, every man speaking according to his own opinion, what seems wise in his own heart, how dare me and my brothers and sisters believe that that is the way of life and peace that honors the Most High and is foreordained? Many say the Messiah gave his life for their sins, but did he give his life, my brothers and sisters, that men remain in unbelief, refusing to humble themselves for the truth? Scripture talks about salvation by faith, my brothers and sisters. What I find an unusual idea is that many have not considered that The Hebrew word for faith, emunah, actually relates, my brothers and sisters, the Hebrew word for truth. The same concept of the Hebrew word for faith. And quite frankly, it always relates the idea about man seeking beyond himself. To believe, my brothers and sisters, what is even that which is not common after the portents and ideals of this world. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The Hebrew word, I repeat, for truth also relates to the concept of faith. Even, my brothers and sisters, the context of discerning or seeking to discern the truth beyond yourself. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who will call themselves righteous, will call themselves perfect, even call themselves holy or consecrated. After merely what seems wise in their own minds and hearts, not willing to discern anything more, lest they discern that they are still yet deviant and not quite mature. But my brothers and sisters, I repeat again, the Hebrew word for truth relates to the same concept as faith. Messiah said, scripture said concerning Messiah, he will not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay thee. I want you to hear this. It means the same thing. The immature, imperfect, impure, unrighteous. The breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Expose, my brothers and sisters, what scripture says is the scepter or the misgovernorship of the rulers. Isaiah 14 and 5. He shall expose the multitude of variant political, social, national, and pseudo-religious differences that men have trusted after being blinded after a worldly matrix, controlling bodies of knowledge, my brothers and sisters, that have sought to oppress all who would turn toward the truth. Oppress all who, my brothers and sisters, would seek the truth beyond the constraints which is common to their rulers. Many are the nations, denominations, institutions, politicizations, national, cultural, social titles and ideals that men have trusted simply because, and even trusted by default, because they were subject to controlling bodies of knowledge where the greater truth was not allowed to enter. So by default, my brothers and sisters, trusting in those who deceive, hide the truth from you. Cause you to believe that no righteousness is greater than what is the collective or what they declare, while denying so much more the Most High would reveal. Many of my brothers and sisters are compelled, seeking safety after such, to defend those who only hide the truth from you, that they continue to be able to, without resistance, exploit you. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, desires for his people. I say the Most High desires for his people something so much more. Blessed are they who will understand this. Blessed they will understand what it means. And the scripture says, without faith, it's not possible to please Yah. Without trust beyond your own conscience, how shall you attain to his conscience? All my brothers and sisters, let us understand again, when Most High says he is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, he said he is the only eternal existence, only pattern toward life. And that until man discerns then the truth, my brothers and sisters, left to his own presumptuousness, what else can he do? Oh, my brothers and sisters, without the truth, what else can he do but lie? Without something to create a reverence in his heart, for wisdom beyond himself. What else can he do, my brothers and sisters, but seek to be exalted by his own idolatries, by the vanities of his mind? And what do I mean by that? What does the scripture say in Psalms 2? When the nations rage, the people imagine vain things. But they're taking counsel against the Most High and against his anointed, even against his anointing. I want you to understand what this means. If the result of all man's efforts, my brothers and sisters, cannot bring forth peace, how can man bring honor forth what is honorable to the Most High, who is one? But my brothers and sisters, oneness in all things, in all perspectives, can only be peace. How is it then, my brothers and sisters, that men have looked at the massive contradictions that we see in this world, the controversy that we see in this world, preserving in places of power those individuals who keep the world divided after pretenses? My brothers and sisters, I want you to consider, many have claimed to have wisdom. Many have claimed to have wisdom, and there have been many of my brothers and sisters who would walk after such as these, not asking the Most High's their need for more. My brothers and sisters, ancient Hebrew mind would have automatically understood that if we have controversies among us, we are indebted unto the Most High, unto the preservation of the way of peace, seeking the way of peace. We are indebted to the Most High. Yes, indeed, we are. That if we see contentions among us, that we must seek Him. That we all come to the common knowledge of what is necessary, that we all reason together. And if we do not do this, and we seek only to exalt ourselves, so often, my brothers and sisters, not willing to seek beyond a common worldly status quo, my brothers and sisters, we enslave ourselves to the contentions and confusions which the Most High cannot ever be pleased with. Hear, my brothers and sisters, the gift of truth that the Most High said He would preserve forever. I said the gift of truth, His word, which the Most High said would endure forever. His word, which would prove truth, even if a whole world is alive, deceived, unknowing. That, my brothers and sisters, is the gift of eternal life, for man was created. Yes, man was created as a habitation for the Holy Spirit, for the way of truth, knowing more than my brothers and sisters than simply what is said, which could easily be slandered or taken out of context. Man was created to be a habitation for the Holy Spirit, to commune with his Creator, no more than what is said, but also, my brothers and sisters, to discern why it was said. Brothers and sisters, there's only lawlessness, where every man would take the words and twist them as he will. My brothers and sisters, the law of Yah brings man to the concept of one. When men, my brothers and sisters, preserve a multitude of varying ideals, I said when men seek to preserve a multitude of varying ideals after everybody's misopinion, is that lawful before Yah? Respect for Him? My brothers and sisters, we should understand that if there are a multitude of differences of opinion among us with regard to this word, it's because we have fallen short of what truly honors Yah, falling short of communication with Him. If we continue to do this, do we dare say this is belief? Messiah did not give His life for man to remain in unbelief, left subject to the reprobate lack of discipline that spawns, my brothers and sisters, demonic influence, or leaves man a vessel for demonic influence. He did not give His life that men should not believe. He did not give His life that men should not believe it, that it should come to understanding. This is the purpose of which Messiah gave His life. He said, if I do not go, the Comforter will not come. The Holy Spirit will not come. He said, unless I go. As He gave His life as a sacrifice, in fact, He said. That's the noise. Excuse me a second. Thank you for your patience. Had to check on something real quickly for a moment. My brothers and sisters, let us understand that when the scriptures tell us that salvation is by faith, it means, my brothers and sisters, salvation is in coming unto the knowledge of the truth, respecting the knowledge of the truth, coming unto cooperation in the knowledge of the truth, believing, my brothers and sisters, coming to believe what the Most High reveals, that He Himself endorses, believes, upholds, and counts indeed without question, a strong foundation. Let us understand this. Let us understand this, and let us understand it well, my brothers and sisters, that we do not err. Let us understand this, that we make no mistake, my brothers and sisters, about it, that the multitude of varying ideals that men have upheld in this world have not been faith in Him. Okay, back again. Just trying to set things up in such a way that we have a, I can say I need a little bit of quiet at the moment in order to be able to do the show uninterrupted. All right, back again. But like I said, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand something. There's no possibility that we might have peace and cooperation in the Most High. The only way we do is that we all have to come to respect the same concept of what is the reality. If we do not believe to call upon the name of the Most High with one consent, to believe in Him after His revelation of Himself, if we choose instead, my brothers and sisters, to exalt whatever seems wise in our own hearts, how shall we ever have peace? How shall we ever have cooperation? How shall we say that we believe in Him as one, in the oneness that He is? We have to awaken, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. We must awaken that we do not fall after such error. Hear me. Many have simply said Messiah gave His life for their sins. My brothers and sisters, sin, error, unbelief, lack of discipline, lawlessness is an offering unto the Most High. Waywardness, a lack of common consensus in His name, is not an offering unto the Most High. Certainly, my brothers and sisters, such as this is not a people unto the Most High. Messiah did not give His life, my brothers and sisters, for sin, or that sin be offered to the Most High as an offering. He gave His life, scriptures actually tell us, that in His resurrection, the truth that He upheld in being resurrected, men might discern the need to seek beyond the misconceits of the rulers. What did the scriptures tell us in the book of Acts? Oh, goodness. Can you all hear me now? Am I being heard? Hello, am I being heard? Hello? Okay. Are we now again being heard? Hopefully we are. If I will be here with somebody, please. Okay. I look like I just got a report that we are being heard again and that Blog Talk interface is working. Well, my brothers and sisters, I thank you for your patience, those of you who remain to continue to listen while we start to get past these technical difficulties. I'd like to move on with the context of the message. I'd like to relate something to you, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said, frankly, if I do not go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will not come. You ever stop to consider the Comforter and the Holy Spirit is the truth the Most High grants that all might? How about my brothers and sisters cooperated one as one in a common belief? The revelation of His, the revelation of His order. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the revelation of His law, that we all function together honorably with a common sense of justice, respectful of His mind. If we have not that knowledge, Well, one scripture says it this way: If the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Scripture says that we preach any other gospel. Whoever would preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. You ever stop, brothers and sisters? It means if you preach any other pattern as a way of life, preach any other consummate so-called controlling body of knowledge, it does not teach fully all that should be the common expectation of us all, it is a curse. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the only way that man is going to walk truthfully according to the will of the one, as we all, according to what the scripture calls the dispensation of God or the gospel, must seek the Most High after the gift of his spirit, that we come to teach and believe. Believe and teach, seek, teach and believe, even to obey. Understand, my brothers and sisters, all that the Most High has said is a common requirement for us all. Or dare we say, my brothers and sisters, in unbelief, trusting after submitting what seems wise in our own hearts, dare we say, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, with this lack of knowledge, this lack of cooperation, lack of mutual faith, something the people of Israel must have, that he would still yet be pleased? Abraham, father of people, children of Israel. Scripture says concerning him, he believed Yah, it was counted to him for right. What did he believe, my brothers and sisters? It means he had to believe the truth. It says, Scripture says, Yah is not a man that he should lie. What did Abraham believe? He believed the truth that the Most High gave him, that if his children would all believe unto the same truth, it would be a blessing, not only unto his children, but unto all nations. Did he say, man believing something other than the truth, walking in darkness rather than light? Did he say that would yet be a blessing? Well, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, 45,000 denominations teaching all something different is not a covenant, nor is it the truth. Nor, my brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations and man's efforts to declare all of these differences worthy unto Yah, and my brothers and sisters, quite frankly, that is not even faith. Certainly not an offering acceptable unto him. I would have you to realize that we must have something much more than the guidance of our ordinary senses to be able to walk in cohesion, cooperation, common understanding into the mind. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the truth is something more. The truth that we should seek is something far more than something within the parameters of the prideful, self-righteous, undisciplined. The scripture calls it reprobate mind. Scripture talks about reprobate mindedness. Mind without discipline. Apparently the heathen did, to believe there's a spirit by which the Most High would compel all. Refusing to believe in the power of the Most High to bring a people to understand him as one. Many of my brothers and sisters have simply made alliances with all manner of diverse ideals. And since it was still the will of one, my brothers and sisters, such thinking is a blasphemous idolatry. It's an insult against the very nature of Yah as he is. Blessed are they then who will discern, I said, my brothers and sisters, blessed then are they who will discern the need to seek the Most High. One scripture says it this way. Messiah said, for their sakes I am sanctifying myself. What did he mean? He said, in seeking the Most High with the gift that he has given me. He was actually saying in so many ways, I pray that my petitions seeking all that is divine righteousness. And seeking what is acceptable unto the Most High. That my words be heard. That my petition for the sake of my people be heard. That he will, my brothers and sisters, offer others. That the Most High would offer others opportunity to hear. Yes, indeed, even what he himself had heard. Think about Isaiah 59. Most High saw that he looked and he saw no intercessor. Way of peace men know not, understanding departed from the minds. Way of salvation far from men. Messiah, the scripture says in Isaiah 59, would come, putting upon himself the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit. Seeking the whole truth to believe and obey. Yes, my brothers and sisters. How about my brothers and sisters to bring unto confirmation all that is spoken by the prophets of old? And men discerning the truth made manifest what the Most High declared and foreordained of old made manifest. And many might believe, my brothers and sisters, and realize the need to come unto the Most High, that everything of this earth that has been an adversary against men coming to that understanding and that standard might be exposed. I've said it before, Ephesians 6, verses there come from Isaiah 59. Romans 11, 25 to 27, comes from Isaiah 59. Much of what is written in the third chapter of Romans comes from Psalms 2, Psalms 14, particularly Psalms 14, Psalms 53, Romans 3rd. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that all this is latter-day prophecy to be revealed in preparation with the coming of the Son of Man. Well, my brothers and sisters, lest men can believe that man has fallen away from the truth, trusting in a multitude of aberrant ideals, how is it possible that man ever repent to be found worthy to hear the truth? Indeed, my brothers and sisters, about it. Isaiah 8, chapter through 9 relates this for a long time because man would not believe that he was errant in his thinking. I repeat, because man would not believe that he was errant in his thinking enough to seek to recover the truth, Most High hid his face. Hid his face from people who would not believe him. But the time has come, my brothers and sisters. We must prove ourselves more rational. Seeking beyond and knowing to seek beyond all a multitude of worldly contradictions. But ultimately, my brothers and sisters, the Most High I revere that we have within us the strength to believe and obey him. Hear me and understand what I'm saying to you. Book of Jacob, they call James. Say a multitude of ideas in which we've been scattered among the nations. They put down the word temptations. It really means both temptations, but it also means provocations. Provoking the Most High, tempting him, my brothers and sisters, to vent his wrath rather than show his favor. Man, oftentimes, our brothers and sisters, are compromising the will of the Most High. To walk after my brothers and sisters what's called double-mindedness, even unbelief, debate and doubt. Scripture said, listen to your man, think he receive anything from Yah. Unstable in all his ways. Why? Because the infirmity of his faith. My brothers and sisters, not seeking the Most High for all that he requires. Feeling that a multitude of partial standards could somehow still be viable has been unto the destruction of many souls. Again, scripture says in the book of Jacob, it says, let us seek the engrafted word which is able to save our souls. Let us seek the truth, my brothers and sisters. For again, without faith in the truth, it's not possible. Dare we say the truth is within the parameters of human small-mindedness? No, my brothers and sisters. There's much beyond ordinary status quo that we must come to accept Messiah said, lest we, our sense of righteousness is that of our leaders. Said we shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. The scriptures already tell us that the leaders will not be able to stand before the Son of Man, whose exceeding wisdom shall reprove them all. How is it then, my brothers and sisters, how is it then the men have sought to be confirmed, but those who themselves will not be found steadfast? Read the sixth chapter of Revelation and understand what I'm talking about. It says, when Messiah appears, the kings will be running for cover, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. The day of his wrath is coming, who should be able to stand? Isaiah 24 says that the men in that day will recognize they just have been very, have dealt with them very treacherously. No, they have not taught the covenant as they should. So, in the seventh chapter, the one called the angel from the rising sun is actually Messiah himself. Scripture says he already has the confirmation of those ties steadfast, already has the word of truth. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who will believe that word of truth will he confirm as worthy unto his kingdom. And all who will not believe, will not accept that covenant of truth that he reveals. Read Isaiah 56. Read Revelation 9 and 4. All who will not believe, my brothers and sisters, the wrath of Yah remains upon them. For what can the undisciplined mind do but lie, deceive, pretend, flatter, my brothers and sisters, so often? Even open the doors of what is so much, my brothers and sisters, misconceit. It's time we wake up. I was talking perhaps before we lost sound about how Abraham, the scripture says, believed Yah. What did he have to believe? He believed the truth. It is related among the letters of Jewish scholars that Abraham looked at the world around him, realized there had to be a greater intelligence beyond what he literally saw. And he began to seek that greater intelligence. And he was therefore called the father of faith. He looked at the order of the universe and believed and discerned, my brothers and sisters, that there was a creator that desired peace. And he believed, my brothers and sisters, to have been called and come into contact with the creator himself. He believed him for the hope of order restored, that everyone, my brothers and sisters, who would be called a child of Abraham, look for the same. I will tell you something the Most High told me earlier today. No question about it. To lie is a great sin. It is to deceive mankind not to be able to perceive the great truth. Every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimension of truth. It's an obstacle against many even being able to believe the greater dimensions of truth. And believing, my brothers and sisters, what is the truth the Most High knows in his omniscience is far beyond any small-minded controlling body of knowledge that seems wise among men. Well, Most High told me that to lie, though it may seem bad enough, he said it is a sin, utmost sin, simply to confuse the masses. What does that mean? It means that if man were to offer another sense of reality to compel his brother not to know which way and which not to discern, my brothers and sisters, which way is right. It's the same thing as leading someone off the course of truth, leading one off the course in the pattern, in the path of life. It is literally, my brothers and sisters, to murder. And my brothers and sisters, for such a sin, robbing both Yah and man, how shall me and my brothers and sisters say they are still yet worthy unto life? What scripture said, if any man preach any other gospel, any other word as if it were the gospel, it is not. See, let him be accursed. How should those, my brothers and sisters, who think it wise, irreverent, my brothers and sisters, in their reasoning, how do men say that they have a right to speak in such a manner that can cause a man to lose his soul for the sake of personal prestige? Far better, my brothers and sisters, a man shut up. I know it's going to sound hard to say that, but that's exactly what Messiah is going to tell the world. Isaiah 41, keep silence before me, O ye isles. Let my people renew their strength. Stop confusing my people after the multitude of varying ideals of your rulers. Stop mocking me because in unbelief because of the varying misideals of your rulers. Isaiah 57. He said, put that trust in me. It must be the truth that he reveals. The truth of the way of Yah. The truth of the way, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says that if a people will not learn, they should not enter into his rest. Read Hebrews 3. Read Psalms 4. Understand. The man say they believe and declare 45,000 different denominations the way of truth. As if after all these varied ways of who they had believed in had been Yah. Yah is one. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, men believe in if they believe a multitude of contradictions is still yet him? Dare men say, as author of confusion, the man be justified by confusion? It's insanity. It's insanity, my brothers and sisters, that men have been so easily misled. Most High told me that, quite frankly, if a man looks at all the contradictions in this world and can believe it is the work of the Holy Spirit, as if such was the work of his, the tutelage that comes as a result of being, let's say, discipled after his mind, if men can believe that all these contradictions are such, brothers and sisters, what is it? And that man should receive any instruction from the Most High when always he will corrupt what he has heard after what he presumes more wise. Ah, my brothers and sisters, scripture says that we be double-minded. If we be not steadfast in the path of truth. Without foundation, my brothers and sisters, what can we build unto the Most High that would be steadfast to his honor? So the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. There were lies that men have taught that if I were to relate so many things that contain in the articles on my website, like Hidden Gospel at hiddengospel.com, articles like the Secret City Prophecies, men have heard so many lies that, quite frankly, as I said before, what the Most High told me early on, so the biggest lie has been told to hide the greatest truths. Well, a lot of lies have been taught. But if you were to tell folks about the secret cities, look at my website, hiddengospel.com, the article, Secret City Prophecies. Examine that article, my brothers and sisters, and examine it well. It speaks about the prophecies actually say the Messiah in the last days will appear from a city. City that was unprepared with the knowledge of the truth, that the Most High, because they would not listen, would destroy that city. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us what happens to the soul that abides continually in unbelief. In fact, Romans 2, 12 through 13, in effect says, if we die without the law, how about if we die without the way of truth? We perish without the law, without the way of truth. It's not the hearers, but the doers. Hearers of what? Must be the truth that shall be justified. Think about it. Shall men never believe? Believe only lies by default, my brothers and sisters. Rebellious against the truth, seeking to exalt himself after what gives esteem among men to still be called faithful unto Yah. How can you call upon one whom you have not heard? How can you call and invoke the name right and not to misrepresent one whose testimony never heard? He said, not all have heard or preached the teaching of that is the gospel, the way of the kingdom. Most, my brothers and sisters, only teach what after the constraints of this society. A worldly status quo, twisting everything down to their level of conscience. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High would raise the mind to prepare a greater kingdom. It says, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. Hebrew word, nacham. Greek word, metanoia. In each case relates the idea about open your mind, my people, to be exercised in your conscience to consider what for a long time you have not considered. That we all, my brothers and sisters, awaken to what we should have never forgotten, that we remember the aspects of all the truth that, my brothers and sisters, we were created as a habitation of the Holy Spirit to retain. Scripture says in Isaiah 40, that all eyes should see the glory of what is honorable before the Most High. Same word, kabbalah. We need to understand something, my brothers and sisters, about all this. Scripture says Messiah will come forth, and Scripture says they who wait for him should renew their strength. How about see beyond all the weariness and indecision? Because as a result of a multitude of worldlings who are maintaining partial and imperfect standards have been obstacles against our people being able to reason together, even as they, in the multitude of their partial and imperfect standards, national, political, social, and pseudo-religious, have not been able to find peace. How shall men under such institutions who themselves could not agree, shall men believe that they found what for the Most High is a covenant? Does not make sense, my brothers and sisters. It's totally irrational. Like I said, the scriptures say, because for a long time, men trusting in lies, many generations concerning these latter days, trusted in lies that the Most High would call and they would not answer, speak and they would not listen. For a long time, he hid his face until Messiah sent forth, my brothers and sisters, who scriptures say would believe. For whom he say, make the crooked places straight. Show man beyond every crooked path. Show the way of life that he might, a light that he might show others. Oh, I wish we had time to sit back and talk a lot about Isaiah 44, 20 through 46, 13. By the scriptures in Isaiah 48, through really about 51 and 8. About the one who the scripture says Messiah was sent, say one day, morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. And I have not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. How about show his people beyond all the indiscriminate paths of those who would hide the truth from you? Think about it. If you're living in the midst of controlling bodies of knowledge, various institutions of man, where the truth is forbidden, how can you do anything else but walk astray until the greater light is seen? Scripture calls Messiah in some prophecies the heir of righteousness, the one the Most High said he would reveal the light when the whole world has been rebellious, that he might believe, one that he knew would be faithful. Ultimately, brothers and sisters, show the rest of the way. That's what is meant when the scripture says, those who believed in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. He did not aid those who believed in another. He said, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, one that he showed the truth. And whoever believed in him may not perish. My brothers and sisters, what scripture say earlier I told you? He who dies without the law, who dies the truth, perish without the truth, not found the way of life. In the Hebrew mind, the concept of truth is eternal life. Did you hear me? The word of Yah endures forever. The truth exists forever. Most High will preserve it forever. It is not something to be forgotten. It is the flesh, the beginning and the end. It is the way of existence. No contradiction in it. No contradiction, it is life, it is peace. What then, my brothers and sisters, if man never finds that narrow road that leads to life? He said, watch out for false prophets. What do you think the path to false prophets is? The way of deception. False prophets doesn't mean they're false, my brothers, that they preach a false testimony, an errant testimony. It means they preach a testimony that is not true to all things. False, fallen, foolish, fleshly, deceptive, seeming to be enough, but far from it. My brothers and sisters, because many have trusted in false prophets whose testimony is far from the fullness the Most High intends. Many of my brothers and sisters choosing to maintain such fallacy that they cannot believe the truth within the strength, what they seek to support. Ah, my brothers and sisters, has been the destruction of many souls. Like I said, if I were to talk to a lot of people about the Secret City prophecies, scripture related, endorsing what I'm talking about from Genesis to Revelation, showing the interconnectivity of much of the word, because most have not been taught these prophecies, my brothers and sisters. Most would even have told about these things, explained about these things. Many would choose not to believe or not to uphold or say that it's not important simply because most have not been prepared to believe. As if to say, my brothers and sisters, that's going to make a difference as to whether or not man Most High would bring to bear what he said he would bring to bear. The scriptures already told you that when Messiah comes to bring these things to bear to confirm them all, is because he will, at a time when he will come suddenly, swiftly, unexpectedly, because your leaders didn't you what to expect. If I talked about what I got on another article on my website, Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, about what was the common expectation of the early church, knowing the Messiah would come to a world in the latter days, what the scriptures say? Falling short of the glory of Yah. None righteous, no, not one, because they trust in unrighteous rulers. None discerning how much more than their unrighteous rulers that they needed to seek Yah. Psalm 14, Psalm 53, Isaiah 59, the way of peace they knew not. In other words, men did not know how to agree in the Most High because they had so many misrulers. Understanding departed from the mind, the way of salvation, deliverance beyond all this misconceit and false testimony. They knew not. But talk to folks about the idea that all these prophecies are in Romans 3, Romans 11. Ephesians 6 is verification of what is the condition of man in the last days. The Messiah must come to show again the way of truth. If men cannot believe that they have fallen away long ago, article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Revelation 7 to 365 AD, to understand the seven seals of the book of Revelation, understanding how much has occurred a long time ago. Unless he can understand that there's something to be remembered again, how can he pursue it? All my brothers and sisters, there's so much prophecy saying that because man has not been prepared to understand the greater precepts of the scripture, that most will miss the point entirely. It wouldn't say, remember the law of Moshe if men really understood it well. And I say again, to know what it said and not know why it says to miss the point. Scripture wouldn't say things like the scripture was in Malachi 4. Isaiah 46, 8 through 13. It wouldn't say, remember these things, O you sinners, bring again to mind, O you transgressors, and show yourselves men. It wouldn't say that concerning the last days about our need to restore a covenant if 45,000 differing ideas were to be considered in agreement. It wouldn't say this unless something has been forgotten, my brothers and sisters, very precious. The scriptures want this to declare that the Most High, being the first and the last, the beginning and the end, his desire that all be faithful unto him must all be prepared to come unto one page, one cent, one common understanding in the judgment, that all enter unto the kingdom of Yah in peace. He said, if you did not know his ways, you would not enter into his rest. What is the truth, my brothers and sisters? It must be restored. Well, I can only tell you something what the Most told me. He told me, I must tell you things the men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. If man is not prepared to humble his mind and humble his heart, to allow the Most High to reveal those things which the world will not, how can man, brothers and sisters, follow him? It's time we understand why in 2 Peter, we find scriptures like demanding again and again that we seek to become, that we seek the Most High diligently for increased understanding, increased discretion, better sense of judgment, greater knowledge of the truth, that we make our election, what? Call unto understanding sure. That we might be granted free entrance. Did it say we'd be granted free entrance, my brother? sisters, if we do not love the Most High with all our minds, do not seek Him, seek His truth with all our minds, our souls, and might. Did it say, my brothers and sisters, if we were satisfied with the ways of those who exalted their own imaginations? No, my brothers and sisters. Most High told me a long time ago, a lot of folks can be very, very upset when they find that He is not a God of their imaginations, that He is, in fact, as He is forever and will not be destabilized by the misconceits of man. And they're put up there in all the scriptures that relate what was the expectation of the early church, who they knew Messiah to be, how He shall return. I know those things are not common. And certainly they're not taught more commonly among the churches. In fact, I'm looking for those who for institutions of man that are willing to humble themselves beyond desires to maintain personal pulpits and thrones for the sake of the reconciliation of our people. I'm looking for those institutions where if there is anywhere, they might be willing to teach these things because they are written. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, and since I got only a few seconds left, please examine those truths you find on that website of mine. Articles you find related up top. Because there's no question about it, my brothers and sisters. I said there's no question about it. These things must be restored again to mind. Without, my brothers and sisters, the soul in or without hope. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. Unto His might, His honor, and His praise always. Thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for this opportunity to speak these things, spur the minds that are curious, that they might be satisfied. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembers Ministries. Unto His might, His honor, and His praise always. Hallelujah! I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Check out their website, discern how you might support this ministry for only those who understand the message. Equip my brothers and sisters to understand the message. Can truly be of help.